guess. Yeah. Doubleheader Monday Night Football. I mean, I would love to just play Monday Night Football for everybody for the next 15 minutes. Here we got Joe and Troy down in Tampa as they take on the Eagles. Maybe we put it up to a vote about whether you want to hear me and Gracie for the next 15 minutes or the football game. I have a feeling I know what the results of that poll would be. I would be the first one to vote for Joe and Troy. But yeah, so obviously there's no Channel 3 news at 6. That's my bad. I completely forgot that Monday Night Football doubleheader there. So here we are. Not quite a 12-minute break for us here, but ready for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. And Gracie, I guess, you know, this just gives us a chance, if we would like, to just do a super deep dive into Travis and Taylor Swift, as people are currently flocking to the radios to switch it over to us for this information and enlightenment here. But what did you make of what happened yesterday?
Well, I, of course, didn't watch any of the game. I was at babysitting yesterday, and I was leaving, so I hadn't been on my phone or anything until you texted me and you showed me the picture. And I stopped in my tracks. You know, I was just in shock. I didn't think that was going to be happening at all. And, you know, we said, like, oh, wouldn't it be great if she was just, you know, at the Chiefs game and just cheering him on? And I was like, yeah, no, but there's no way. Like, he's going to be supporting her. That's the first thing. She seemed like she was having a great time with Mama Kelsey
in his booth.
So pretty cool for sure there. Definitely. You know, don't want to like jinx anything or get our hopes up. You know, it'd be great to have, you know, just the royal couple for America get married.
I think that is the impact that this thing could have, because I mean, you have obviously the Swift Army, which is just a massive thing, and there is nothing more popular in this country than the NFL, and Travis Kelce has definitely seen its popularity increase here within, I would say, the Super Bowl, I think. Yeah. Not that Travis Kelce was an unknown or anything like that. I mean, we're talking about one of the greatest players of all time. But, you know, I think people really got to see his personality come out, and his star power kind of rose with Jason Kelce leading up to that Super Bowl. Obviously, they have a very successful podcast now. Their mom turned into a big star that week. And so, you know, you fast forward to now. I mean, Travis is really one of the more recognizable faces in the league, especially with the amount of commercials that he's on. Mm-hmm. Really, and that wasn't the case last year or prior year. So now, obviously, this is kind of morphed into this, you know, power couple that transcends pop culture, humanity, sports, all these lines that are being crossed, and everybody's really getting into this thing. And I mean, I love it. I love it. I love just scrolling through TikTok yesterday afternoon, and you know, some of the videos that really stood out. Yeah, obviously the different announcers on the Fox broadcast that were talking about it, but these videos of people in the stadium that are showing Taylor. I mean, it was like so many people in the stadium. And now the game certainly helped that, because it was a bloodbath on the field.
Yeah.
The Bears are awful, dreadful. And so people obviously had the time and the attention span to be able to, hey, what's Taylor up to? What's she doing? And the amount of people and the amount of security that were outside of the suite that she was in. I haven't seen any video, interestingly enough. I haven't seen any video of her actually leaving the suite. I did see the video of her leaving the stadium with Travis in that 69 Cutlass and, you know, going for a nice little leisurely drive downtown Kansas City. I heard that the restaurant was sold out, that actually it was Taylor or Travis or both that were essentially paid for everybody's meal, and with the restaurant then going to all the patrons there and saying, hey, you know, your time's up because we're, you know, having a private party come in. Yeah. And so a lot of Chiefs teammates showing up, but the videos that I liked were the people that were gathered watching games. You have, you know, the dads, and you have the football guys, and then you also have the Swifty Army ladies there that are all of a sudden combining forces to watch this thing and see if she was going to show up, and she did, and everybody is just going nuts. And so quite the phenomenon on social media here that we saw yesterday. And it was fun to see. I mean, it was fun to see.
I do feel like a lot of people just, I don't know if she'll go to two games in a row, yeah. But they play the Jets next, right? And she's New York City based. So I bet a lot of
it's
people
a Sunday night game. It's a primetime game.
Yeah, so I bet a lot of maybe New Yorkers maybe just might take a chance, even though Aaron Rodgers won't be there. But, hey, why don't we go just in case Ms.
Just
Swift
in case
is
she's
be
there. Now, this brings up a question for you, is that I'm pretty sure next month we're having a Halloween party here at the station. I'm thinking I could get a Travis Kelce T-shirt.
Fake mustache. I'll get my microphone.
You get the Taylor Swift microphone and, you know, whatever dress she wants.
I think that's
a pretty awesome Halloween costume getup.
I think we have to do it. There's no choice.
So, we'll work on that. 608 here, News Radio 92.3. Again, if you haven't heard, there is no Channel 3 News at 6 because we have the Monday Night Football doubleheader. So the Buccaneers are set to host the Eagles here in just a few minutes.
Do you want to take a pick real quick before this game starts? Who do you think's going to win?
I'm going to take the Eagles.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Well, I bet they'll win, just even though I probably should root for a Florida team. But
yeah,
we'll
no, I'm gonna go with the Eagles. I don't know what the spread is. I don't think it's very much. But yeah. I'm gonna say the Eagles get it done. I just can't trust Baker Mayfield. He's done good against the two teams that they've played, but they beat the Vikings in week one. They're 0-3. Last week the Buccaneers beat the Bears, obviously, so they have not really been tested. And so the Eagles, I like them fairly comfortably here tonight. 610 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's go into our top three stories, and we'll get things rolling here as we start in Washington, where Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking out about the House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, as we are now just 5 days away from the looming government shutdown.
So he said, no, you don't get to move your gas stove bill and then not advance this legislation for gun owners. So Kevin McCarthy is saying that that moment is the reason why today, at the end of September, he hasn't produced the single subject spending bills and just wants to roll it up in a CR.
So Congressman Gaetz, and if you're not kind of familiar with the backdrop of what he's talking about, so this goes back to May, the agreement that was initially made there. So House Speaker McCarthy wants to, in Gaetz's words, wants to pass a continuing resolution, or CR, as he referred it to there in the audio clip. But Gaetz wants the line-by-line appropriation bills passed. But that is some of the rift there that is going on in Washington. So September 30th is the deadline there. Also in our top three stories today, the free COVID-19 tests online started today.
Because they are expensive and people should take advantage of them.
Federal government is relaunching its program to provide free test kits as the number of hospitalizations continues to rise nationwide. Each household can order up to 4 tests now at covidtest.gov. Also, here locally in our top three stories, Sheriff Chip Simmons weighing in on what was an unsubstantiated gun threat at Pine Forest High School today.
Look, I'm a parent, and if there's any chance that something dangerous could happen to my child, I want law enforcement to take the appropriate action. I want the school district to take the right and appropriate action. And what I would tell the parents is that we understand that, and we're going to do whatever we can within our abilities to make sure that the school is safe.
And this is happened at around 11:20 this morning. Investigators still not sure whether it was a prank or a misunderstanding, but regardless, deputies worked quickly to clear all classroom and buildings. It took them about 40 minutes. The 911 call came in at around 11:20, so by noon, deputies had the campus cleared. So that is our look at our top three stories today. How about we do this because we were back at 6:05 and I completely forgot. Let's do a traffic and weather update here before we get more local headlines.
Well, we are looking pretty good on the roads. We do still have some slowdowns. That's going to be on Davis Highway. So we had an accident at the Davis Highway exit getting off, and that just really slowed things down for us. At the scene or on the exit, we are looking good. You'll move nicely. It will be a little bit heavier getting to that light, but other than that, we're looking good. But still on Davis Highway, seeing slowdowns. So northbound on Davis Highway, right near the interstate, right near Creighton Road, expected to be a busier than usual. We're looking good on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, nothing to slow you down, and all as well as 98. Our slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach have cleared up. Navarre, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze all running smoothly in 98, even throughout West Pensacola, also running without delays. If you do see something else on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather this week, we do have a lot of rain coming, so our nice weather is kind of taking a turn. So tomorrow we'll have 50% chance of rain. That mostly is going to be in the afternoon, but it is 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the later morning and early afternoon, mostly sunny throughout the rest of the day with a high of 88 tomorrow. That's going to continue for Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, we have 80% chance of rain. So definitely pack your umbrella for Wednesday. Right now, sunny skies, that's 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 85, so feeling pretty good. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our local headlines, more on that here. Starting in Santa Rosa County, where leaders are looking to buy more land in the name of job creation. And coming up at their business meeting on Thursday, the commissioners will vote on buying 13 acres of land near the Northwest Florida Industrial Park at I-10.
Buffalo Rock, Hershey's Ice Cream, Damien's Ice Cream, Lavelle Government Services, they're all moving to that I-10 Industrial Park. For us to continue our industrial growth in that corridor, it's important that we continue to acquire property. So this is just another asset in our toolbox, basically.
Economic Development Director Shannon Ogletree says the purchase would be for $400,000. The property would be used to attract additional companies and jobs to the county. Also, the former library services coordinator for the Escambia School District is revealing what led to her resignation earlier this year. This was Michelle White during a 7-hour marathon school board meeting back on March 20th.
After reading the materials, the statutes, and our policy and discussion, voted 6-3 recommending that drama be available in all elementary, middle, and high school libraries. The three being middle school and high school rather than elementary.
So that was on March 20th, as I said. She would turn her resignation in 2 days later to be effective on June 30th. PNJ had a write-up today at the height of the book banning debates in Escambia County. She was working at least 12 hours a day for 6 days a week. Also, she pointed to the more restrictive laws being passed out of Tallahassee. Ultimately, White decided to move her family to Colorado and hopes to leave schools altogether to be a children's librarian. 6:15 right now, another check of the roads and weather.
Well, really the only slowdowns are going to be northbound on Davis Highway. That's going to be right when you're passing the TJ Maxx, Joann Fabrics Plaza on Davis Highway past East Burgess Road. That's where you'll start seeing those delays, and it is going to be backed up until you get past the interstate, so just keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. Three Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge not showing delays, 98 looking good, Pine Forest throughout Gulf Breeze, Pine Forest, Blue Angel Parkway all looking good. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
After fairly quiet weather, we're bringing back a better rain chance over the next couple of days. We're at about 50% on Tuesday and a high rain chance on Wednesday at about 80%. With more cloud cover and rain, that could keep our temperatures a little cooler, maybe in the mid-80s. Of course, if we end up with more sunshine, we'll be more like upper 80s for the area. Lows will be in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, continuing to look at some more local headlines today. The graffiti bridge struck again, this time taking the roof off of a College Hunks moving truck. Since September 7th, it's the second vehicle to crash into the bridge this month. The city has placed no truck signs on either side of the bridge, also designated as a no trucks corridor. The Google Maps and different map apps have been updated there. Mayor D.C. Reeves also is looking into installing warning devices at some point on either side of the bridge. No, FDOT owns one portion of the roadway there, so they are having to get involved if that were to come to pass. Over the weekend, Baptist Hospital getting their big move done and about 6 hours ahead of schedule on Saturday.
You know, we're just a couple miles up the road. And now when you look at the broader community, we're really a lot more accessible to the whole community, being off two main thoroughfares in Interstate 110 and Brent Lane.
And 92 patients were safely transported to the new hospital with PPD and the Escambia Sheriff's Office making sure that everything happened smoothly and safely there. Along those lines, ECAT is making a change to Route 50. That's the one that traditionally has gone to the East Street campus for Baptist Hospital. They say it's now changing that route to get people to the new hospital campus. That route started today. If you'd like more information or specifics on the route changes, you can go to ECAT's website, goecat.com. Coming up on Thursday, UWF State of the University Address. President Dr. Martha Saunders will detail the accomplishments over the last year and next year's goals. That address happening 10:30 on Thursday morning. 6:18 right now, we'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Darren McIntyre, Artistic Director of Ballet Pensacola, Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 as he announces the season opener on stage at the Center Friday, October 6th at 7 p.m. The production of Dracula, backed by popular demand, October 6th through the 8th and the 13th through the 15th. Call in or text your questions for Darren and his guests to 850-437-1620 and tune in Thursday at 10. To win tickets.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a 6-piece band covering hits from the 70s through the 90s. From Pat Benatar and Blondie, to The Cars, to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. It's Bands on the Beach with Vinyl Revival, this Tuesday night at 7.
Mom, can I have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
More news, more talk with Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, just shy of 5:25. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather in just a bit. But first, let me tell you a little bit about the Seafood Festival that is happening this weekend coming up. That's right. It's the Fiesta Pensacola Seafood Festival starting on Friday, September 29th, and going through Sunday, October 1st. Hard to believe that this weekend is going to be the first day of October, but we are there. And you're going to want to make sure to be at the Seafood Fest to savor delicious seafood. You can enjoy various musical acts and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola. Again, that's during the annual Pensacola Seafood Festival, produced by Fiesta Pensacola. The festival is one of the largest arts and crafts fairs in Northwest Florida, with more than 150 artisans and craftsmen who travel from around the country to participate. You can find out more about, you know, what kind of art's going to be there, who's playing each day at the festival at our website, which is newsradio923.com. So make sure to check that out, happening this weekend. So taking a look at the roads, we are finally looking better on both Davis Highway and on the exit to get onto Davis Highway. So really no slowdowns to report. We're looking good on I-10, I-110, 29 and 90 also looking good. Nothing really to slow you down. But if you do see something slowing you down this afternoon, call into the traffic line with the details at 850-2626-111. That is the number to call. coming up for weather. We are going to be seeing some rain this week. So tomorrow, we have 50% chance of rain throughout the day. That's going to be with a high of 88. That's going to carry into tomorrow night. And then Wednesday's the big day for rain with 80% chance of rain for Wednesday during the day and Wednesday night. Tonight, we have a 10% chance of rain, mostly in the overnight hours. So really nothing to worry about with a low of 72. Right now, fair skies, it's 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thanks so much. Right now, by the way, Eagles and the Buccaneers are scoreless, 9:40 to go in the first quarter. Eagles are driving now into the red zone. So that's the situation right there. State headlines today. Governor Ron DeSantis will debate California Governor Gavin Newsom in late November. Fox News says that host Sean Hannity will moderate the red state versus blue state debate. It'll be November 30th in Georgia. The two governors have publicly feuded and criticized each other's policies over the past few years.
Also, Florida gaming regulators are trying to shut down three fantasy sports operators. The state's Gaming Control Commission sent a cease and desist letters last week to Underdog Sports, Prize Picks, and Better for reportedly taking part in illegal mobile sports wagering. They reportedly did not send notices to the major daily fantasy sport games like DraftKings and FanDuel.
Eight people recovering today after they were hurt on a flight heading to Fort Lauderdale. The JetBlue flight experienced sudden severe turbulence as it was approaching the airport today. Several passengers and a crew member had to be hospitalized.
Also, a Tallahassee police officer is in stable condition and a manhunt is continuing after he reportedly was ambushed by three suspects. Early this morning, cops were responding to a drug-related home invasion. While an officer was chasing one of the suspects, another person started firing. The officer was taken to the hospital and rushed into surgery.
Finally, in state headlines, the National Hurricane Center says there's a disturbance in the southeastern Gulf, but it's not expected to have much of an impact, and not here either. Being given a 10% chance of developing over the next couple of days as it will move westward, but forecasters say it should move into unfavorable conditions by midweek and fizzle out. Quick look at our national headlines here. GOP lawmakers are in Eagle Pass, Texas, witnessing the epicenter of the immigration surge. The city's mayor says last week about 9,000 people were crossing from Mexico per day. He plans on asking the city council for an emergency disaster declaration tomorrow. The British government is asking the military to be on standby after more than 100 of London's armed police officers handed in their weapon permits. Media outlets in the UK say that the officers are protesting as a police officer is being charged with murder for shooting an unarmed man. Also, drought-like conditions in the Midwest are slowing the flow of the Mississippi River, and that's allowing salt water from the Gulf to creep closer upstream to New Orleans. The Army Corps of Engineers is starting work on a project they say will help with saltwater intrusion, but they'll have to work quickly as the city's water treatment plants can't handle water with high salt levels. House Oversight Committee will hold its first hearing on the impeachment inquiry into President Biden on Thursday. That'll be focused on constitutional and legal questions around the president's alleged involvement in his son Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings when he was vice president. Today, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is speaking publicly for the first time since his indictment, saying he's confident he'll not only be exonerated, but will remain New Jersey's senior senator. He's accused of accepting cash, gold bars, and gifts in exchange for using his influence to help businessmen and the government of Egypt. Those are our top national stories today, 6:30. We'll have the Fox News update, look at what's happening around the world of sports and health, business, and science coming up next when we return Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden will meet with striking UAW workers in Detroit tomorrow. The president says automakers have recovered greatly from the 2007-08 financial crisis and ought to reward their workers with the money they've made.
You take a look at the significant increase in salaries for executives and growth of the industry, they should benefit from it. So, yes, I always support the UAW.
Former President Donald Trump plans to speak to auto workers in Michigan on Wednesday. Trump will skip the second Republican presidential debate Wednesday night. Fox's Grady Trimble has more.
As it stands right now, there will be 7 candidates on that stage. That's 1 fewer than last month in Milwaukee. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum just made the cut, while former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has yet to qualify.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's electric. Nissan announced today that all of its new European models will be fully electric, and it plans to sell only electric vehicles on the continent by 2030, joining a growing number of carmakers shifting to electric by the end of the decade. The Japanese carmaker said globally it plans to launch 27 electric and hybrid vehicles, which includes 19 all-electric models by 2030. A new study out today says Merck's widely used antiviral COVID pill can cause mutations in the virus that occasionally spread to other people, raising questions about whether the drug has the potential to accelerate COVID's evolution. The findings may increase scrutiny about the usefulness of the treatment, molnupiravir, which was one of the first COVID drugs available to doctors worldwide during the pandemic. The drug was sold under the brand name Lagevrio. Stocks began the new week with a slightly positive session. The Dow Industrials edged up 43 points. The S&P 500 added 17. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Bogish with a CBS Sports Minute. Somebody around here called the Niners the best team in the NFL back on Friday. Let's change that to the NFC after the Dolphins' Denver destruction. 70 points, 726 yards. Tua had more TD throws than incompletions. They also get extra credit for not kicking a late field goal to set the single game scoring mark. They're good and they're humble. I'm Andrew Bogish.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ugh, after a big dinner, my nighttime heartburn would keep me up. I'd be taking antacid after antacid all night long. But then I tried Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day blocks my frequent heartburn for a full 24 hours, giving me one and done heartburn relief. Without heartburn keeping me up, I could have a restful night's sleep.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great start to your week, wrapping up an awesome weekend. We are going to get the rundown of what's going on in sports today, including what's currently going on. We got a doubleheader for NFL tonight, so we'll get an update on that. But first, a look at the roads, and we are actually looking really great right now with I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, 29 to 90 throughout Pensacola, also moving smoothly. And if you see anything else on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather. We're actually going to be seeing some rain. So today we had a beautiful day. Tonight we do have a small chance of rain, mostly in the overnight hours. So really nothing crazy, but it is going to be a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain throughout the day with a high of 88. And tomorrow night, expect 60% chance of rain with a low of 73. 84 in fair skies throughout our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. As you mentioned, a doubleheader Monday Night Football right now. The Eagles did have it in the red zone on their last offensive series. Were stopped on a fourth down conversion. They do have it back close to the red zone right now after a really nice punt return. But right now in the first quarter, no score between the Buccaneers and the Eagles. That one on ABC coming up at 7:15 on ESPN. The Cincinnati Bengals, who will have quarterback Joe Burrow at their disposal. He is active tonight as they take on the L.A. Rams. The Bengals trying to avoid an 0-3 start. Hard to believe that anybody would think that they would be in that position, but here they are. They are at home and taking on a Rams team that has been a little surprising so far, so that should be a good game as well. But definitely like the staggered doubleheader that we get. So I'll have both of my TVs going at home on each channel there. So finishing off week three of the NFL season. Very quiet night in Major League Baseball. There are only four games today. One of them already took place. That was the Yankees beating the Diamondbacks 6-4. Later on tonight, FS1, the Padres take on the Giants. Also, the Astros take on the Seattle Mariners. The fourth game tonight is the Angels and the Rangers. So that all three of those games start around 8:40 our time. Braves, Marlins, and Rays all off today. So that's what's happening in the sports world. Health, business, and science notes. Researchers at Texas A&M say that they're linking e-cigarettes and asthma after a study that they just completed.
We found vaping increases the risk of asthma by 32% in adolescents.
And nearly 2 in 3 American teenagers admit to experimenting with vaping. And just like secondhand cigarette smoke causes health problems, a doctor says the same is true for e-cigarettes as well.
Also in health, business, and science notes, the UAW strike is continuing. As it continues, the President Biden is going to be joining the picket lines. The White House says that he'll visit workers and stand with them on Tuesday in Detroit. Union members are continuing to strike against the big three automakers.
Now, 343 members of the New York Fire Department died on 9/11, and now the same number of FDNY members have died from 9/11 related illnesses. Last Wednesday, an EMT died of cancer, and over the weekend, a retired firefighter died of pulmonary fibrosis.
Also, Nissan says it's going fully electric in Europe. The Japanese automaker says that its goal is to sell only electric vehicles on the continent by 2030. They call this decision the right thing to do for its business, customers, and the planet.
Yeah, and Kraft Heinz is selling candy versions of three of its most popular products for Halloween: Kraft macaroni and cheese, Oscar Mayer hot dogs, and Clausen pickles. They don't taste like the real products, thank goodness, but they're just gummy candy shaped like them.
Also in health, business, and science notes, doctors have transplanted a pig heart into a living human recipient. The University of Maryland Medical Center says that the 58-year-old is now breathing on his own and his heart is functioning well. He had a end-stage heart disease and told the hospital that this is his only real hope left was to go forward with the pig heart.
Looking at pop culture notes today, of course, the big news over the weekend yesterday was the NFL world and the pop culture world colliding in Kansas City as Taylor Swift watching the Chiefs and her new boo, Travis Kelce, from a private suite with Travis's mother. Here's how it sounded like on the Fox call.
By the way, I thought Taylor said she was an Eagles fan last year. Wasn't that in Eagles shirt, one of the songs? I guess not anymore. No.
Allegiances change fast. I think my favorite part of that shot, Taylor Swift is chest bumping for Travis Kelce's touchdown, and Mama Kelce's just standing next to her. She's like, honey, I've seen 71 of these. She gave like a light tap on the glass, and she wasn't overly excited about it.
So that was awesome there. Also, Patrick Mahomes was asked if, you know, a guy who's won two Super Bowls, he's won two MVPs, the amount of pressure that he was feeling from not just, you know, wanting to do well, but the Swiftie Nation that was watching this unfold. And, I mean, you had to get Travis a touchdown.
Yeah, I heard she was in the house.
Did you feel it? Did you feel the pressure, Patrick?
I felt a little bit of pressure, and so I knew I had to get it to Trav. And, of course, it's on a route that Travis, he does his own thing and just makes up a route, and I throw it to him. So I think he wanted to get in the end zone just as much as all the Swifties wanted him to.
Absolutely. When I saw this early on, I think I said, Travis is going to have like 18 catches for 200 yards, 4 touchdowns. It's going to be just one of those historic performances, but you know, it didn't need him that much because the Bears are literally a high school team playing, masquerading as NFL players. It was not close. And, you know, it got a little dicey there because, you know, the Chiefs are up 35-0 or whatever it was. And then Travis didn't get the touchdown until it was the 41st point. So, you know, keeping that at least kind of up in the air as to whether Travis would get the touchdown, because, you know, if he scores like the first touchdown of the game and then it's 41-0, well, of course, you know, there's nothing really to look forward to after that. But
yeah,
so your thoughts on everything that you saw on social media after the fact?
I mean, I feel like it's the only thing I've been seeing on social media since yesterday around, 3:30 or whatever. But I think it's awesome. I'm very surprised. I think I hope, you know, we don't get our hopes up and this is actually a long lasting relationship and not just a little, hey, let's make some noise and hang out and, you know, but I think it's really cool and I love it. I think it's there awesome.
Absolutely.
So going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together. We're actually looking really great on the roads with I-10, I-110, not going to be anything to slow you down. Pine Forest looking good. Blue Angel also running smoothly. So if you do see something else on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. That is the number to call for weather. We'll get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
After fairly quiet weather, we're bringing back a better rain chance over the next couple of days. We're at about 50% on Tuesday and a high rain chance on Wednesday at about 80%. With more cloud cover and rain, that could keep our temperatures a little cooler, maybe in the mid-80s. Of course, if we end up with more sunshine, we'll be more like upper 80s for the area. Lows will be in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's fair skies right now. It's 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. The other big pop culture / NFL note was... So, that's Usher, who is headlining the halftime show for Super Bowl 58. The 8-time Grammy Award winner will take to the stage at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas for the big game on February 11th. Any particular thoughts one way or the other on Usher?
So when you say like, oh, I feel like we're getting to the old people, I feel like the good thing about, you know, maybe just a little bit younger than you is when Usher was big, that's when like the first iPod and stuff were coming out. So that's what was on my first iPod was Usher. So like I'm excited about it. I don't know many of his songs, but I know some of them. So
yeah, well, that's the thing, and I think that and it's not like the younger generation doesn't know who it is or maybe even appreciate some of the song, but I mean this is like peak high school days for me, and you know we're now in this area where I think that I am now officially in that old people demographic that the NFL is appealing to with these halftime shows. So yes, I'm excited to see Usher in the halftime show. I'm excited to dance and sing along to the song like that. Yeah, whatever it's called. But I do so with the understanding and the realization that I am now old and that for the next few years, and I can expect the NFL to appeal to my old senses because you just wait. I mean, you know, you're 23, but in about 10, 12 years, you're going to be having halftime shows with all these groups that you grew up with. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, I am in that demographic now.
Well, if the Jonas Brothers do the halftime show in 10 years, that's what I'll be saying.
I was wondering if I don't know that I honestly don't even really watch the halftime shows, but I know Justin Timberlake has done it. Like, you know, of course, he was part of the famous wardrobe malfunction, but I don't know that NSYNC has ever done the halftime show. So I was actually kind of wondering if NSYNC wasn't maybe gearing up for them being the halftime show. But obviously that wasn't to be, at least this year.
Maybe we'll get to a special appearance. Maybe. Who knows? Lastly, or also in pop culture notes, something pretty crazy. Two tickets for seats at the theater at the play where President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated have sold at auction. So we looked up a picture of them. They're actually in very good condition.
Uh-huh.
These tickets were originally 75 cents each, and they were for the play Our American Cousin on April 14th, 1865. They sold for $262,000.
Yeah, and as somebody who likes history and likes the collectible sphere, this is absolutely amazing to me. Now, I don't know the answer to the question. The original owners of these tickets, you know, was it kind of accidental or was it intentional where they realized where they were at and thought, hey, it might be a good idea to preserve these because who knows? But it's absolutely remarkable. I think the Fox News story said that these two that sold are only two of three that are known to exist. And yeah, that's kind of what I would thought would be, if it's not the only two, it's got to be a very small number of tickets for this particular play in this particular moment in American history. So absolutely astounded by that. I think it's super awesome there that these tickets are still in existence today. 6:50 right now. We'll take our final break of the show. We've got wacky and weird headlines and good news, of course, to wrap up a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning. You know, interesting thing we did this morning. Mike Kohler, commissioner in Escambia County, last week paid tribute to a local hero, a longtime military veteran who was one of the seven POWs from Vietnam still living here in Pensacola, Captain Brady. So I had the opportunity this morning to play some of his comments and got to listen to him. And just a wonderful, delightful man and a great hero for this nation. You can hear that in the 7 o'clock hour at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Happy Monday. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some wacky and weird stories. And then, of course, ending off this show with some good news. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays. 29 and 90 also running smoothly. Really nothing to slow you down right now. But if you do see something, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. Coming up for weather, we had a extremely nice weekend weather-wise. That is unfortunately going to be coming to an end. Coming up tomorrow, we have 50% chance of rain throughout the day and a high of 88. Coming up Tuesday night, tomorrow night, 60% chance of storms are likely. And we are also going to see a low of 73 tonight. 10% chance of rain. It's going to be in the overnight hours, so really nothing too bad to worry about. It's going to be a low of 72 tonight. Right now, fair skies. It's 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3, with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Second quarter, by the way, just underway in Tampa. The Eagles leading 3-0 over the Buccaneers right now. By the way, in 20 minutes, the Bengals hosting the Rams on ESPN. In the second of two Monday Night Football games tonight. So that is pretty cool happening there. Wacky and weird headlines. So you may have seen that video of the angry golfer in Michigan that shed his shirt. Well, he's now banned from the course where that outburst occurred.
We're coming over here.
You took her ball.
Bro, you took her ball.
Dude, I'm not going to fight you.
Because I'll plant you, Walter. Now get off the cart.
Walter.
Walter?
Walter. Oh, here we go.
You see that?
Oh.
Dr. Doodle's been to heaven. Do you want to test God? You come get it.
He's mentally ill. Oh. Let's move along.
You think I'm mentally ill?
Did you happen to see the video or at least a screenshot of him ripping off a shirt?
I haven't. I'm a little bit scared of him, though, but I'm definitely looking
you should
it up
be. You
in
should be.
4 minutes.
So this is apparently not the first time that John Reeb has been banned from a course, and apparently all started after one of the girl golfers hit a ball kind of close to him, so he grabbed it and took it and wouldn't give it back. Reeb has an extensive history with the law, including a number of incidents just in the last few months.
Oh, gosh. Well, another wacky and weird story update, actually. Last week, yeah. Remember we told you about the brother and sister. They stole their mom's car and drove 3 hours away. Well, today we found out why they did that. Apparently, they were upset that their mom took away their electronics. So they spent the next 3 hours driving on I-75 in the middle of the night. Thankfully, no one was injured, but ooh, my goodness.
Yeah, not good there. Also in California, a drunk driver crashed into a liquor store last week, then walked inside, tried to buy more booze. Cops say the 34-year-old man pulled into the parking lot, never hit the brakes, and slammed into one of the corners. His blood alcohol content was 4 times the legal limit, and he was driving on a suspended license, too, for good measure.
And some good news: some workers at a car wash were helping a woman in Indiana. They were cleaning the grill of a woman's car after she had hit a bird. Well, that wasn't the only problem with their car. They found a groundhog stuck inside her front bumper. The woman said that the groundhog chewed through some wires and caused about $500 in damages. But luckily, the Jiffy Lube workers next door managed to get the groundhog out of her car bumper and also did the repair work for free.
Yeah, and also a missing toddler named Thea in Michigan was found sleeping in the woods about 3 miles from home, using her dog as a pillow.
I'm just running up and down the road. We were driving up and down the road trying to search everywhere, and we're not hearing any of the dogs. They're not coming to our calls. She's not coming to our calls, and I'm just panicking and thankful for the dogs being with her, because I guess when she was found, the only reason she was found was because the dog was Buddy, our bigger Rottweiler, was standing there. And he said he went to touch her to wake her up because she was still sleeping when he pulled up.
Yeah, and thankfully, Thea, no injuries despite walking those 3 miles barefoot. But little girl and her dog are best friends linked together for life. So that's a pretty cool story there. 6:59. That's going to do it for us here tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We're back tomorrow, same time, 4 to 7. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.